Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are out on a witness walk, and we thought we'd do our daily edification audio while we're out walking around. Sister Amen, is it a beautiful day?
Oh, it is absolutely beautiful, and the wind slowed down a little bit.
So yeah, nice. The 20-mile-an-hour wind slowed down. We had safe travels to our preach destination, which
Praise
we're going
God.
Out tomorrow, Lord willing, if we get the day. So we just thought on our walk we would edify you and encourage you. We're out in the traffic here. I'll go first. We're walking on this witness walk, and I saw a big sign that said thrift store. And I said, hey, Sister Amen, let's go walk up to the thrift store. So we go walking up there, and as soon as we got close, I could see the store was empty. And there was three guys sitting on the ground in the store. And I walked right by, and I turned around, and I said, they need a gospel card. So I walked back in, opened the door. I'm going to guess 20, 21, 22-year-old men. And I said, hey, no thrift store? They said, nope, we're opening a furniture store. I said, oh, okay. And I laid a gospel card down on the counter, one. There was three young men there. And I said, any of you know the path to eternal life? And the guy that looked like he might be the older, maybe a leader, the boss, I don't know. He said, enlighten us, please. And I said, what? He said, enlighten us. Tell us. So I shared the whole gospel with him. And I told him, I warned him about the culture and how the churches lie. And I told them that, you know, I know everybody has to make a living, but I said, think about everything you're laboring for in this furniture store will burn up one day. Not that it's sinful per se, but it will burn up one day. Set your life on Christ and things eternal. And they all sat and listened to me, Sister Amen.
That's awesome.
Intently. They didn't mock. They didn't say, get out of here. I said, that card's there. My website's there. Let me know I can help you. And they're like, all right, man, thanks a lot. And I walked out and I was like, thank you, Lord. I was so grateful that I went back to talk to them.
Praise God, yeah.
Yeah, and it made me think of Romans, I think it's chapter 10, might be around verse 14. Paul says, how will they hear without a preacher?
Exactly.
And I just want to say before I turn it over to Sister Amen for her share, Brother Akuo is out up in Wisconsin on a witness walk. After work today, he went on a witness walk and he's sharing the gospel and having a really good day. Just shining the light of Christ.
Yeah, that's awesome. Amen. Yeah.
How about you, Sister Amen?
Well, before we went on our walk, or right as we were going on our walk, there was a young man on his phone at the end of the corner there, and he kept looking at us, so I offered him a gospel card as we went by, and he took it, and Brother Tupos, what did you say? You said you warned him about man-made religion, coming
yep.
out of the culture,
yep.
got to repent and be born again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, thank you very much, and he stood there reading it.
Yeah, he did. And then...
Wait, I just want to stop for a second. You know what I think is amazing?
Huh.
He might be sitting on his phone, not to be crude. He could be looking at porn. He could be playing a video game.
Yeah, who knows?
He could be watching a movie, and people out of nowhere come and tell him about eternal life and what Christ has done. And it's like the total light to dark or dark to light.
It'd be perfect timing because he, he like received it, smiled, and thanked us and looked at us.
Yeah, how many people walk up and give him the path to eternal life? Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, what happened in the Aldi's we walked through?
Yeah, so after we went to the thrift store, we walked around. We were doing quite a bit of witness walking and putting gospel cards out. We went into Aldi's, and I'm thankful I found a cantaloupe was on sale,
you
so
did.
That was awesome.
Hey,
but more important than that...
Let me stop you. I'm going to set it up. I tried to witness to a young Amish man. He totally rejected me, and I thought... Oh, I'm sad he didn't get the gospel card. He rejected it, but guess what happened?
Yeah, Brother Tupos was on the other side of the store. We kind of split up, and I saw an Amish woman, and I walked up to her. I offered her a gospel card. I said hi and smiled, and she smiled. Oftentimes, they don't.
Right.
And so, are we headed this way?
Yep.
Okay. Oftentimes, they don't, but she smiled, so I give her a gospel card, and I warned her about man-made religion, and I assured her it wasn't just the Anabaptists, because a lot of the Anabaptists think they're targeted because of man-made traditions, and they have a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
But I also explained to her that all denominations keep some of them, and that we go out and we share the biblical gospel with all of them. And I asked her, I said, can I challenge you? Have you ever looked into why you're named after a man? I said, in Corinthians, it says we're not supposed to do that. I gave her a few more things to think about. She took the card and thanked me. I told her to give it to her husband or her elder.
Yep.
And she thanked me and took the card.
So I'm rejoicing because he rejected me, didn't get a card, but a card went into their family. Who knows? He might take it and read it. And it was our special Anabaptist card.
Yeah.
So we're just rejoicing, and that's kind of what we do when we're not out at events or we're not working online. Today we worked online for a little bit when we got there. And hey, saints and seekers, rejoice with me. My phone is at less than 50% capacity of pictures and videos than it's never been there. Rejoice with me, because when
you do, except the day it was purchased.
Yeah, when you do what I do, you always end up with so much on your phone, and I sat and I cleaned it out, so I'm rejoicing in that, so my phone can function better, so we can do more ministry. But yeah, that's what we do. We walk, we hand out gospel cards, talk to people, share, leave gospel cards all over the place. Brother Koo is out there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd just share that with you. Beautiful day, safe travels, thankful to be a servant of the Lord.
Amen.
And walking and witnessing. And tomorrow, pretty easy Lord, thing to do. Yeah,
if the Lord gives us tomorrow, we're going to go out to a churchianity event and shine the light in the morning and the afternoon, and we'll have audio and video, good Lord willing, of that to come.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. And you know what? It's a great blessing. We're only going to be a handful of blocks away from our preach in the morning in the middle of this great big city. So what a blessing to be able to have a place to park.
Oh, yeah.
That close.
Yeah, we got a place to park that's close.
Yeah.
And then we got another park, place to park in this town. And Sunday, if the Lord gives us that day, we might stand out at some churches.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's looking really good weather-wise. And if we get the day, we're looking forward to just keep shining the light, bringing more truth, and doing what God called us to do. In Ephesians 2, it says, we're made for good works. I don't understand why people that say they're born of God, they love God, they have the Spirit of God, they have the Word of God, I don't understand why they fight against not doing good works. I mean, it's what we're made for.
Well, yeah. The Spirit of God pushed me to want to do these things.
Yeah. And Brother Kuhl just said to me, he witnessed to a couple on a bench, and they said, we already got it. We go to church. And he said, well, do you obey the truth if you have it? Let's talk about it to the man and the lady. And he said they ignored him.
You know them by their fruits.
Yeah, what kind of truth do they have that they would ignore people?
Well, what truth do they have? Brother Kuhl always says it. About the verse about being aware of
yep.
the light that's in
yeah,
you is darkness.
You, yep.
People think they have the truth in the light, but it's actually darkness and how great it is.
Yeah, the best light they have is actually darkness compared to God's truth, and that's pretty sad. And so we want to go and warn people about that. So
right.
we're yeah. joyous that we get a chance to do that.
Amen. Yeah. I would say to the sisters, walk in the Spirit, redeem the time for the Lord every day, whatever it is he has for you to do, and rejoice.
Yeah, amen.
For he has overcome the world.
Yeah, amen. And later when we're done, I'm going to be working on a teaching. Ready? I think this will edify you. Hopefully I'll get it done today. It's going to be called something to do. I don't have the exact title worked out. It's going to be called God Dressed Us for Salvation.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
going to talk about the different aspects, not just about physical clothing, but how actually God came and dressed himself in human form
uh-huh.
and how God put Adam and Eve in the garden. So it's going to have a bunch of different angles. And
yeah.
God also dressed us. So I'm going to be working on that teaching.
Nice.
And hopefully that will bless everybody.
Yeah, praise God for that.
All right, I guess we'll leave it right there. Anything else, Sister Armin?
No, I think we're going to go back and have some dinner and work online. And
amen. I got to make some signs for tomorrow. And remember, Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. If you're not striving to form your life to the word of God, you're in great, great trouble.
Yeah, don't be deceived.
Amen.
God will not be mocked.
Amen. Love y'all.
May God be praised.